This is a continuation of a progress note I just started on Estella Thompson period. I was in the review of systems. Please connect this with the previous one. Do you utilize this urea or hematuria? Musculoskeletal. She has arthralgia of the knees and thickening of the knees, more on the right. She has right hemiplegia. Neurologic, no headaches, fainting, or seizures. Endocrine, no diabetes, no polyuria or polydipsia. New paragraph, past history is positive for myocardial infarction, cerebrovascular accident, COPD, end-stage renal disease on dialysis, coronary artery disease, pulmonary embolism, hypertension. New paragraph, family history, mother had diabetes mellitus and hypertension, period. She had a daughter with cerebrovascular disease and aortic valve disease, period. New paragraph, traumatic indications were reviewed in and much the same as in our computer system, except for it says no losartan 25 milligram tablets anymore, and he's not taking catapress anymore, period. New paragraph, examination. She's not acutely distressed, period. She's adequately nourished. Blood pressure 138 over 66, pulse 84. Respiratory rate 18, O2 saturation 96%, temperature 97.5, period. Head and neck, she has poor dentition with a few teeth on the bottom jaw, but nothing on the upper jaw, period. Oral mucosa otherwise is normal. Pupils equal and reactive to light. Eyelids normal, conjunctiva normal. Lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation. Cardiovascular, normal S1S2, systolic murmur 106. She doesn't have edema. Fetal pulses were palpable. Abdomen was soft and non-tender. CNS. Cranials are grossly normal, period. She has right hemiplegia, period. There's slight movement of her right foot and lower extremity, but not much. And her right arm is paralyzed. Skin was intact, warm and dry, period. She has myconic toenails, which were clipped, and there's a bit of toe pain, but no ominous lesions, period. New paragraph, assessment and plan. One, end-stage renal disease, dash, she's on dialysis. Two, she has essential hypertension, stable with losartan, 100 milligrams daily, plus nifedipine XL, 60 milligrams daily, plus labetalol, 100 milligrams twice a day, plus hydralazine, 50 milligrams three times a day, period. Three, she has coronary artery disease with previous myocardial infarction, and I will continue aspirin 81 milligrams daily, plus Imdur 60 milligrams daily, and he's on atorvastatin 40 milligrams daily for lipids. Four, she's had a severe stroke with right side weakness, and that's probably her most debilitating factor, period. She'll continue on aspirin and atorvastatin for this also, period. Five, she has mild dementia, and I will continue Aricept 10 milligrams daily. Six, she has osteoarthritis, and I will continue the Norco, as she wouldn't be a good candidate for anti-inflammatories, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation. Mm-hmm.